All right, let's talk current market conditions here. It is October in 2022 here. We're quarter four, a few months away from the new year. Quite a bit of different market than we were seeing during the summer. Some questions I'm seeing. What's happening nationwide? Nationwide, there is about 27% more homes available to buy this time compared to last fall. There's also about 12% less buyers searching for those homes. In Ohio, we're seeing very similar activity, a natural increase in home supply and a little bit of trickle down in buyer activity. What is the cause of this? The cause is higher interest rates. There is uncertainty in the markets. Inflation was creeping up. They printed a lot of money during the pandemic. The Federal Reserve has a few levers to pull in order to make that manageable again. One of the levers they can do is to raise interest rates for borrowing money. That naturally decreases buyer activity. People tend to wait out the uncertainty. People tend to take their money out of asset classes and hoard cash. And they also maybe can't afford it anymore because the raise in borrowing money caused their payment to get out of range. So that's kind of, we're seeing that nationally in Ohio. The homes that are in above average condition that are, kind of sliding where the recent comps are getting scooped up still. There's a lot of qualified buyers out there, even at, in the 7% interest rates. You got to remember, a lot of people are aware that you can refinance. Say you get a loan at a higher interest rate because you have to sell, or you have to sell, buy a new place, or have to buy a place during a bear market or higher interest rate market. You could also refinance that in the future when rates go down, right? So a lot of people are aware of that, and those buyers are still active. And it's some of that lower quality of condition home that is sitting out there longer because a lot of those sellers were still trying to catch that huge wave of flurry that we were seeing of just like super hot. I mean, it was incredibly low amount of homes for sale at the time with extremely low cost of borrowing. Rates were so low that it was so cheap to get loans. People were jumping all over that. So what does this mean for you? If you are looking to sell, it's still a great time because sellers still have a ton of leverage. There's just a historically super low amount of homes for sale. That's not really, even with a huge influx here, we're still seeing a historically low number. It's still hovering around that 1 to 2 month range of supply, right? So if no other homes hit the market, it would take about 1 or 2 months to sell every home out there. Also, you could also go contrarian, right? If the a lot of tribe mentality, a lot of clickbait articles, a lot of people are just assuming the market is bad or incorrect, right? Well, there's just less competition now when you're searching, so that could be a huge opportunity to scoop up a great deal. Also, when you're selling, prices are still probably going to gradually continue trending up, so you're still in a good spot, and the competition is historically low as well. So, yes, are we in an uncertain time period? For sure. Is there going to be a global recession? We're kind of possibly in one already. Don't know how long it's going to last. Is inflation high? Sure. Interest rates are higher than we've seen in a long time, and that's real, right? So that your payment, if you are good searching for a home, is going to be a little bit higher than it was 5, 6 months ago. And yeah, there's still opportunities out there, and I wouldn't if you have to make moves on the buy or sell side, it's still a great time.